Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
When Charlotte is away, her mail, the old-fashioned hard copy come through the letterbox mail, piles up on her desk. Letters, cards, junk, a parcel or two, some purchases all sit there waiting. And then there are the catalogues. You've shopped with us before, come shop again. I think they're mainly about clothes. I don't really notice. I think of them as largely nana supplies for grandchildren. These catalogues have many pages, but they are specifically posted to her at our address. The non-name ones tend to go straight into recycling. As I threw the latest catalogue on the pile, something caught my eye, and I picked it up again. It was addressed to me. It was a clothes catalogue for women. Huh. I flipped through more than 100 pages, and a kaleidoscope of the same three women appeared before me in all sorts of summer clothing. Bright sunshine, smiles, lots of colour, scenic places bombarded my eyes. And of course, there were the clothes. I wondered how my name came onto the catalogue. There's nothing wrong with sending it to me, but I would have thought I wasn't a top demographic. And then it clicked. I had bought a dress online last year for my Secret Santa Christmas present. The huh became ah. The catalogue was testimony that I had visited once and bought something. Would I like to buy some more? Would I return? I might, when I have a need. And in an instant, I was in my church world, where religion and God are products that people access, invest in, maybe buy when they have a need. I know there is a dimension to being clergy that I am categorized as in the retail section of occupations. Hopefully a nice salesman, but a salesman nonetheless, in that I want something from people. And Ascension, or Redeemer, or Good Shepherd, or the ELCE, or Lutheran groups, or Christianity Inc., are the shop fronts, and they can be well run and pleasant, or not, but they need people to exist. And people, if nothing else, are wary shoppers. They want a bargain, a good deal, and above all, to control the transaction. So here's the mystery. God is a giver, for free. Everything he does, creation and salvation and living each day, are gifts to us. He gives without an agenda in terms of getting something out of us. This God wants us to live, and live life to the fullest. Our human religions, however, are all designed because we want the gifts, but not the giver. Christianity can fall into this paradigm too, because it is full of people. But at its center, Christianity is fundamentally different because Jesus is different. He came to serve and not to be served. He came so that we might live now and after death. And Jesus also reveals another mystery, another message. Call it explaining reality, something not obvious to us. Everything about Jesus is a trust thing, a belief, through faith. But when we hear it, it makes sense. And that is, sin and God can only coexist when God shields his holiness or wear masks, like the incarnation, like Jesus' words and water, bread and wine. Left to ourselves, humanity creates misery and death. The haves and the have-nots. And our mystery is getting our heads around why people can behave so badly and not learn from history, but we don't think of ourselves as rebellious to God. Because the gods always want to limit us, challenge us, we think. The story of the giving God in Jesus, however, is a story of rescue and relationships. We're the suspicious shopper. If it seems too good to be true, it is, we say. That's why grace and forgiveness and Jesus are kept at arm's length and almost feared by many. The good news of Jesus can take a long time to believe. Free? Really? For me? Yes, indeed. For us all. Let's pray. In all our doubts, dangers, and confusion, teach us, Heavenly Father, what we ought to say and do. Give to us, who can do nothing good without you, the power to speak the truth and do your will. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.